All right, welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. We've got a big show for you, albeit a short one. On the Map returns next week. It's Chicago in the 1980s and 90s, and Kevin Matthews has it all as one of the nation's most recognized on-air personalities. He's partying with celebrities, rubbing shoulders with famous athletes, and the world is at his fingertips. Then everything changes. He's diagnosed with a debilitating illness, and the spotlight gradually slips away. At the height of his anguish, he stumbles upon a broken statue of the Virgin Mary, and his life takes an unexpected turn. Now, next Tuesday, October 7th, Broken Mary will be in over 700 theaters for one day only, and theaters include in Chicagoland, like the Regal Webster West, the Regal City North on Wester, the AMC River East, Ford City, the Pickwick Theater, Yorktown. Endless possibilities, and you can check that out at fathomentertainment.com. And radio legend Kevin Matthews is in studio. How are you, buddy?
Good, Dave. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. This has been a crazy couple of weeks for you.
Yeah, a crazy 10 years, if you ask me. Yeah. I mean, if you would have told me I'd be taking around a statue of the Virgin Mary that I found, God led me to a dumpster.
Yeah.
Here I am, you're high. I'll never be doing that. Yeah. And I'm doing that.
There used to be a time that I could text you and schedule an interview, but now you have people.
No, I don't have people. I'm lucky. The film, I didn't pitch in Hollywood. There's no coincidence. Somebody, a dear friend now, Eric, saw me speak years ago and said, wow, this could be a really interesting documentary. And yeah, it is. It is. It's not a movie about me. It's a movie about us in the world right now. And everybody listening, we're all broken, but we're loved by God.
And I just want to say this, because I'm proud of this moment, but the first speaking engagement you did is at my church. God, how long ago was that? 2018, 17, something like that?
I believe it was before 17. Yeah. And it has been no coincidences. But yeah, you booked me, and that was the first time I spoke publicly about what I found at this dumpster, which is a statue of the Virgin Mary. So she's gone. She's all busted, and I put her back, but I put her back together, but I kept her broken, and she's called Broken Mary. And now she's very embraced by the Catholic Church, and I was born Catholic, but now I'm very devoted to the Catholic faith. But I also have had a chance. I'm Catholic. I'm Irish. And so I've been able to do a big dive and find out that my cousin was Father John Kavanaugh. He was the president of Notre Dame. Yeah. He buried John Kennedy, gave confessions to John Kennedy. Think of that.
Yeah. Wow.
If you saw the movie Rudy, there was Father Frank. He's my cousin. So I think I had an intervention in heaven.
Yeah. So maybe you did.
They all, got together.
But it was all kind of based on, you write in the book itself, which will be featured in the documentary. It's on your life on and off air, but like you had a rough childhood. I mean, you really did.
Yeah. But it got me here. It got me here. And what I think this movie is, why God made it, is because it's so relatable. We're all broken people. I met a guy today, this afternoon. He's Catholic, hadn't been to church in a long time. He's angry at God. He said that, "I am angry at God." Well, when are you going to have that conversation with him? I mean, get that anger out. Go.
Yeah.
He was waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just run into people. I used to be Catholic, and I say, well, you still are. Or I can't believe, I don't like the Catholic Church because of what priests did long time ago.
It's always focused on one person. I know.
And here's the deal. I do believe in God, and God will judge the people that did that to kids. You have no idea the wrath that is coming to those folks.
I know you've shared this a bunch of times with me, but share again with our listeners the core of the story. Like, share about Broken Mary, what happened on that day.
That day, I was, king of radio and everything going my way, and then radio just crashed. And at the same time, doctors thought I had a brain tumor. I decided I'm going to go back to Michigan and start where I started my radio career. The housing market is crashing. My wife and I'm commuting for 4 years back from Michigan to Chicago. It's just a disaster. And I finally just got fired. And one morning, the next morning, I woke up and I heard the Holy Spirit. Honestly, I used to say I heard voices. And then a priest said, "No, Kev, that's the Holy Spirit. Get your wife some flowers." I look up. There's a flower shop. I go. Thank God. I went. Literally, God, I thank you. and I get out of my car, I look over at the dumpster, and I can tell that there is a statue of the Virgin Mary laying on the ground. And I walk over to her. She's on her back, broken at the waist. Her hands are missing. She's covered in garbage. And I hear the voice of Christ, Jesus, will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? Serious, stern, will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? And that was 11 years ago. And two books have been written, a movie. The story is never ending, and it's that day. Will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? I could have just walked away. Had I, Dave, I know I would be dead. I know I would be dead, and I know I would be in hell. There is no question about that. And now I this is an incredible journey, and it's people need to hear it. It's not me. It's God. It's all God.
We're talking to radio legend Kevin Matthews. One night only next Tuesday, Broken Mary is in a theater near you. 700 across America. FathomEntertainment.com is where you go for tickets. And there's more with Kevin after a look at your traffic with Mary Vandeveld. All right, Dave Plyer, Kevin Matthews live in studio. One night only next Tuesday in over 700 theaters. If you want to find yours in Chicagoland, Broken Mary will be, you can find that out at FathomEntertainment.com and get tickets there as well. So the book Broken Mary was released in 2017. How did the movie come about?
Well, the movie came about because, again, I was speaking 7 years ago out west at a men's conference, and I was speaking. I got done, and a gentleman came up to me, Eric, who is the owner of ODB Films now. He said, there's something here. I would like to stay close, and we did, and then it just started happening. And I had to write another book, and I'm with Matthew Kelly. That is no coincidence. He's one of the biggest publishers in the world. And my second book is his first book he's ever included photos, because I needed photos. Otherwise, I think people are going to think I'm a liar. I have seen more miracles happen. I'm witnessing miracles every day. Every day. It's not me. Dave, I've known you long enough where God left me with his mother and she cleaned me up. And now I'm Mary's roadie, and she's my blessed mother.
Yeah.
And Christ is my big brother. And I made a vow to Jesus. I said, I want to be your shepherd dog. I'm beat up. I'm sinful. I'm bruised. I can't walk. I'm old. But I want any lamb that comes to me, I'll move them gently and without barking back to you. And that's what I want to do. I'm around the most broken. I'll go to prisons. With addictions. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. How's your life right now? How's everybody
we should talk off air.
But in all honesty, everybody listening, I'm no holier than thou. But we get to a point where you need him. We're not going to be here forever.
Writing a book is one thing. Filming the story is another. Like, tell us about filming this project and the experience behind some of that.
The crew has, I think, become such family to me, but at the same time, it's all about content. You know, Hollywood is dying right now, but there's also this small group like The Chosen and all this that are little powerhouses. They want something in their life. Show me. If there's a God, then where is he? If there's a God, why did I get cancer? If there's a God, why did my daughter die? If there's a God, if there's a God, if there's a God, if there's a God, if there's a God. There is.
There is. What surprised you when filming the movie? What was the thing, the person, the moment that really most surprised you?
Is when they put together the finding the statue at the dumpster. There's a part in the movie, and there's no effect. There were many shots of this beautiful statue. She's now called Our Lady of the Broken, but there's halos around her. Think of that. She went from a dumpster to a bed of roses.
Yeah.
Did
you film in that original alley where you saw it? Is that where you filmed some of this?
We had to recreate a lot of stuff because, Dave, I've gone
back.
It was
a long time ago.
Gone back. It's all gone.
Yeah.
And I almost say to myself, did this happen?
Yeah,
where's the dumpster? It's gone.
Right.
Where did it? Is am I dreaming? Where is everything?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this too. So Rick Camphor, who wrote the Loop Files, is curating an exhibit for the Broadcast Museum, and one of the things on display was a video VHS tape about one of the golf tournaments featuring strippers. So how do you go from that time in your life to this? Like, how do you reconcile that? It must be a fight in your head sometimes.
Well, I'm the only guy that likes strippers. Yeah, I'm the only guy that likes beer that had too many beers. You know, you got folks. Yeah. First of all, we beat it up ourselves. I'm Catholic. We have the sacraments, including confession. I was haunted by going to confession. Now it is one of the most beautiful moments of my life. I love confession. I love the Eucharist. The Eucharist isn't. It's real. It's Christ. The rosary, I wear it. It's Mary's umbilical cord. God, I take Mary into the confessional with me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She's not seen this. You know, get. It is the biggest. The Catholic Church is the biggest hospital in the world. It's for the broken. Look at Pope Leo. Thank goodness we have him. And I get to today be a part of a documentary about Pope Leo. They're going to ask me about Chicago.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? He's Chicago's honest.
He's embraced Chicago, by the way.
Well, he loves it here.
Yeah.
He loves it here.
Yeah.
And to be a fan of the White Sox, you have to have faith. Mm-hmm. And you have to forgive people like Jerry Reinsdorf that won't spend any money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dave, it's a beautiful time to be alive because we're alive. And I am so blessed, and I see so many that are so broken, but at the same time, they realize when I see a woman who has muscular dystrophy, and she is the happiest woman I know, and she gives money, she raises money for little kids with MS or muscular dystrophy so that they can have rides, vans, and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, wake up.
You've always done that, though. You did that on your old show, too, Sister Nora, too.
Here, a nun called my show once and said, you know, I need diapers. And she goes, I'm with women that are addicted to cocaine. They're pregnant. Mm-hmm. That means the newborns are cocaine addicted. I need diapers. And I said, we'll get you diapers. And I asked my audience to get her pallets of diapers.
I called as a fan on the show for you to record, Jim, to record a message, and I donated for diapers.
For diapers. Yeah. Do you realize how much you can do by just being nice?
Yeah.
I had, there's a friend of mine, a nun down in Portugal, and she goes, Kevin, do you know you have to be a saint to get into heaven? And I said, well, I almost swore at her. I'm like, what are you talking about, sister? That is so, what do you mean? I'm not going to be a saint. She said, sanctity. You have to be saint-like. Hmm. And she gives, be nice. Be nice. Try to be nice.
Well, you've done that.
Here, whoa. Everybody listening, from now until midnight, be nice. See how hard that is, but at the same time, how lovely it is when you go, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Life has been such a journey for you. I mean, it's really been all over the place. Like, and there's a lot to celebrate in your life.
Yeah.
What are some of your regrets?
That I didn't go to that dumpster sooner, but regrets are that I don't know if I have any, really.
Yeah, because life goes on, and you grow.
I had to fall in order to get up. That's it. And
like for anybody in radio, by the way.
Anybody in radio, anybody. Yeah. Hey, I don't care how bad you have it. You do not have it as bad as the day Jesus was crucified. That is suffering. And, you know, he's my big brother. He's alive and well.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he comes back, folks, and I can't wait for that day, I want to be in a lawn chair and just watch it happen. He's not coming back as a lamb.
How do you feel about the whole 700 theater thing? I mean, this has got to be surreal for you.
You know, in all honesty, Dave, this is all God's doing. I never in my life thought I'd ever have a movie, let alone two books. But I know that the people watching it will be touched by it because it's not a story about me. It's a story about us. It's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. And like I said, when I saw some of the filming and you're literally seeing a halo around this statue. How does that happen?
What about the early days? Did you was there some film in there with you on radio? Like, how did they incorporate?
Oh yeah, they must have. Yeah, they really have taken my life and the early days of radio. Early days when I was outside Detroit and Pontiac, it was a hellhole, and I meant that. And it was tough inside the house, outside the house. I wanted to die. I was a little Catholic that heard about this guy God. I don't know what that is because I'm 4 or 5,
yeah.
And I just cry myself to sleep and say, God, kill me. I want to go to heaven. Now think of that.
Yeah.
A little 5-year-old
yeah.
saying, God, kill me. I want to be with you. Yeah. Do you think he abandoned me? Do you think he abandoned me when I'm having strippers at golf clubs? Do you think he
But you weren't thinking that way back then.
What, of strippers?
No, of like God back then. That wasn't part of your life so much.
When I was little?
No, when you were little and even into your radio days.
No, but he was little and I heard about heaven and I want to go, so kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
And here I am,
yeah.
Almost 70 years later.
Yeah.
I'm not done with you.
Yeah, yeah. I have to bring this up because we always talk about this a little bit, but Bears are 2-2. What do you think? What's the rest of the season look like? They're playing a lot of tough teams.
You know, I hang around Jim Shorts,
yeah.
And Jim is still doing sports.
Yeah.
He's with Dave Kaplan now.
Yeah.
And Dave, bad influence.
Did Dave lose a bet? Or?
No, Dave's really losing a lot. Jim's killing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, the Bears should not, you're going to take a bye when you can, but it's too
right,
early.
Right.
Jim thinks that Washington on Monday night is going to be the Redskins. Mm-hmm. Are going to massacre the Bears. Jim says he still calls them the Redskins.
Of course. Which I'm sorry, I missed that. I mean, by the way, it's like someone says the Sears Tower to me. I don't blink.
Oh, it's the Sears Tower.
So the Redskins. That's why I didn't even,
it's like
Comiskey,
I didn't even
blink when you said that.
It's like Comiskey, the Pope.
Oh, it's Comiskey, the
Pope,
always.
I loved it when the Pope became Pope, my phone blew up.
Yeah.
He has to be a Cub head.
Yeah.
He has to have listened to you. And then he's a Cubs fan. No. You're south of the Stevenson. You're the White Sox.
That's the White Sox, for sure.
That's it. It is so great to be in Chicago because, one, I went to Mr. Beef yesterday. And again, I've been going to Mr. Beef before the Bear came out.
Oh, way before. Oh,
okay, so just cool it. It was so nice.
Yeah, I bet. Chicago. Taste of Chicago.
Nice. And my adopted church here in Chicago is St. John Cantius up on Carpenter Street.
Yep.
That is a great place. You haven't been to church in a while, folks. Go back to that one.
One Night Only, Broken Mary is in a theater near you. Yeah. 700 across America. FathomEntertainment.com for tickets. And next Tuesday, you're going to be at which theater?
I don't.
Orland, right?
I think Orland, or I might be over in Downers. That's coming.
Okay.
I'm going to find that out, or maybe I have to be at every place. How can you do that?
You're never going to do that. But there's no way to do that.
And if anybody
from
wants
Barrington to Orland Park, there's no way.
But it's awesome that it's around the country. And if people want me to come and speak, and you were the first to ever do that, you can go to my official site, brokenmary.com, and find out more about the movie, everything.
See you next Tuesday, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.